How's everybody doing? Today is the day. Talking about my podcast. So today we're talking about many faces of Chicago. This is something I've been developing now for about 5 years. So I'm a facial plastic surgeon in Chicago, and I have been doing facial reconstructions as well as cosmetic facial plastic surgery now for 5 years. Post-training, 6 years actually now I am. And I wanted to start this program when I first got out, but, you know, people don't really have the appreciation of somebody until they prove their worth. So I think I'm there. Let's have a sip of Coors Light, actually. After work, just finished an operation. I'm doing good. So I think the key here is that you have to appreciate my goal. I'm going to start with my goal. My goal is to expand facial plastic surgery to those that cannot, aesthetic facial plastic surgery, to those that cannot afford it. Sounds frivolous, but let me get further. One thing I really want to make happen is I want to redefine the word aesthetic or cosmetic facial plastic surgery, because, you know, some of these people that have had traumatic events or have trauma on their face or anywhere really, but particularly the face, these things continuously remind them of whatever traumatic event they had. So I currently do this program called Face to Face through the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. Great program. Patients that or people that have issues, domestic abuse or personal issues or traumatic events that have resulted in a scar or deformity of their face, that want to have it fixed or repaired and do not have the means to go see somebody like me in my private office where I have lasers. I literally have 20 lasers, fillers, Botox, all different sorts of ways to treat and make the face look better. So these people, let's say, for instance, do not have access to that. So they go to Cook County the day they get shot or beat up. We fix it. I also work at Cook County. I do trauma and cancer there. We fix it there. We make them look good as we can with what we have and our and the amount of time and that's that. So they look good, they're functional, but still they could look so much better if they had means, which personally I don't think is fair. So, I started this program calling it Robin Hooding plastic surgery. I was on a radio show called One More Good Idea, and he didn't like the name, but I do. So that's the dilemma. Currently, the face-to-face program, I do one surgery a month at max. To be honest, I do less than that. And somebody comes in for a procedure that would typically cost about, let's say, $2,000 to $3,000. And, you know, I cover the cost. I mean, I do the surgery the procedure for free. The cost goes to my practice. It goes to paying my nurse. It goes to the gloves. It goes to the suture. It goes to whatever device or technique I use to repair their particular issue. So, I mean, that's great, right? It makes me feel good. My mom thinks I'm a nice guy. You know, great. That's the goal. But the key here is I can only do that so often. So, you know, it's limited. There's a significant limit on that. Let's say I do 12 a year. If I do 12 of these a year, I'm really – that's a lot. I mean, that's 12 revenue-producing time slots in my aura schedule that I could have been making money. So for the practice, for me, of course. But you know, it has this limit. So my goal is to create this sustainable program that isn't limited by my altruism. It isn't limited by, or ideally isn't limited by anybody's altruism. Let me start with saying I have many faces of Chicago. I also have many faces of Detroit, many faces of Flint, many faces of New York, many faces of LA, many faces of Atlanta, and many faces of Madrid. So I know surgeons in all those areas, and my goal is to expand nationally and internationally, as you can tell. So you have to understand this Tom's Shoes model. This guy is not only brilliant, but he's altruistic. And I think when those two things come together, you get goodness. So he had a shoe company. I'm just going to throw numbers out there because I don't know the specifics, but just to exemplify my program. He had a shoe company. He had shoes that he made in Ecuador. The cost of the shoe for him, including shipping and everything, let's say is $3.99. He makes them in Ecuador, $3.99. They're in the U.S. He sold them in the U.S. for $29.99. That's great. It's a pretty good profit margin. People are happy. They're getting their little moccasin shoe. Nothing special, but they're a nice, you know, shoe. People think they're getting a good quality. He's happy. He's making money. He's got his boat, you know. Bingo, bango. So he goes to Ecuador to check out his factory, and he sees, man, there's a lot of kids with no shoes here. So he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to donate 100 pair of shoes. Similar to me. I'm going to donate my time. I'm going to take a hit here for myself because it's utilizing my skill and my benefit in the world to help others. But then he realizes, shoot, man, there's a million kids without shoes in Ecuador. So he can't donate a million shoes. That's just too much money. That would cost him, you know, on the order of 12, a million shoes, $3.99 to cost, plus the shipping distribution, you're looking at $6, $7 million of his money. Probably doesn't have that in this scenario. So he says, what would it cost me to get shoes and distribute them to people in Ecuador? So he does a little calculation, and it would cost about $8 a pair of shoes. So he says, I wonder if I can increase the price of my shoes in the U.S. And for every shoe that I sell in the U.S., one is purchased, distributed, and given within that amount of money to somebody in Ecuador. Not only is that sustainable, redistributable, and has a potential for growth, his company in the U.S. took off. Little did he know that everybody has an altruistic side. His marketing dollars reduced. He got on CNN. I don't think he quite made it to Fox News. He got on MSNBC. So he was all over the place. And this was people like helping people, particularly when they're spending on something that they feel is a little frivolous. There's a guilt associated with that. What has more guilt associated with it than plastic surgery for most people? So my goal is to increase my revenue. I'm already charging more than most surgeons. Because I can now, because I'm becoming known, people are flying in to see me. I'm really good at my subspecialty. You know, I've become so subspecialized now. I essentially focus not only on the face, but the lower face, jawline, and neck is really my thing. I remember when I was training, and my goal was just to do something that I knew I would be the best at. There was nobody that can compete with me. I think I'm there. So I think that's big. That's important. So with that in mind, I can increase the cost of my procedures. Let's say 10%. A pool will be created. That pool will be in the many faces pot. When that pot reaches enough, then we'll have people apply. I need to hire an admin person, which is kind of my pitch here. I need a donation for an admin person. I'd hire an admin person to take control over that, or some sort of a CEO, you know, to help me with that coordination. People would apply. They'd assess them, make sure they were good candidates, make sure I felt that I was able to help them, and then that pot would pay for the surgery they were going to get. Now, it pays full price of their surgery. Let me let that sink in for a second. It pays full price of their surgery. So, yeah, people say, oh, you're just trying to, you know, increase your own revenue. Don't get me wrong. I am trying to increase my own revenue. That's how I work. I mean, I'm a capitalist. There's no doubt about it. But what it does is it allows me to continue to treat these people and not to have them wait in line. It doesn't bump anybody out of line. My nurse gets paid, the staff, the materials in the office get paid for, and then we get our small profits, similar to the Tom Shoes. If this ends up taking off and I get to reduce my marketing money, boom, that marketing money can go into the pot. I'm not significantly trying to increase my revenue. I'm just trying to keep it steady. So with this model, you know, then people would come in, they would get their surgery, the people who needed it and couldn't afford it. Then the people that got their surgery or their filler or their Botox because they want to, because they have the means, those people get a postcard in the mail. This is another thing the admin person would do that says, hey, you just got lip filler. You look great, but look what you did for this person. That has to feel good. I mean, how about that? How about them apples? You know, so the program has legs in my mind. Definitely has limitations. Definitely has a risk on many parts, mainly for me. You know, these surgeries, my malpractice is exposed. I could get sued. I mean, you know, nothing goes perfect. So I'm willing to take on those types of risks, but I can't take the practice, can't take a hit. You understand? So you can see how something like this has potential. I think it has potential to do something really good. And my goal is to get out there and try to get somebody who has the means to donate a couple $100,000 to get this off the ground. I think that would require a significant marketing campaign. I think it would require a significant admin role of somebody who could start coordinating it. Now, I can only donate my hands and my time, honestly, for this, towards the actual procedures. I'm swamped on everything else, which is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm blessed. But, you know, if it's going to really take off, I think that's what we would need. So that's what I have to say about that. And if anybody has any comments or needs to reach me or my team, I can do it through direct message at Instagram at Many Faces of Chicago. I also do it at Dr. Ben Coughlin. That's BenCaughlin. This episode was sponsored by the Ritz-Carlton Chicago. And thank you for your attention.